start the second half there. Sale was awesome again. Like he is virtually every time out. And kind of what the doctor ordered. He went deep in the game, and our offense did what they did. So that's kind of spoke it into existence before the game. But it's great to see Drake. He looking like himself again. I mean, I saw that on the road. He wasn't necessarily getting a ton of hits, but he was swinging the bat really well. And that looks like Drake before the injury this year. So that's a great sign. Great sign that our offense did what it did. It all starts with Sale.
You faced Randy Johnson and Clemens later in their careers and stuff. I mean, is it just cool to watch Chris Sale and kind of draw on some of those memories? And
yeah. No, I've talked about him from the beginning as a Hall of Famer. And because I've seen those guys that you mentioned, and he's in that class. And you saw tonight, got his 2,700 punch out. It's a big number. Just went to his 10th All-Star game. I mean, he's doing some really impressive things, putting together just an unbelievable career, he'll end up in Cooperstown for it.
You got Drake going again, some other guys maybe swinging the bat better, and Ronald's on the horizon. You feel like this offense can get back to where it was those first
two? I do, and that's why I said that before the game. I know we've had a tough stretch here offensively in June, but I feel like our offense is going to be just fine for some of the reasons you mentioned. Ronald coming back, guys starting to look like themselves. And the guys that have been constant throughout the year, like Olsen, Michael's doing his thing, and Ozzie's having a good year. So you put it all together, and I think when we're clicking on all cylinders, when Ronald gets back, and I think I feel good about where our offense is headed.
Probably when you made those defensive changes, thinking there's no way Victor gets up.
Yeah, well, I thought it might happen just because I wanted to get Olsen. I wanted to get the All-Stars out of there, really, because that's a whirlwind going to that All-Star game. There's so much going on for those guys. So it was Ozzie and Drake and Olsen. I wanted to get them off their feet. To do it, obviously, I had to put our DH in the game and Dom. And so I thought it might happen. I was contemplating, telling Medeiros not to swing. Because I didn't want him pulling a rib cage or something, an oblique or something like that. So I made him promise me he wasn't going to swing hard, because he was talking about when he took BP last year, he was hitting balls in the upper deck, and I was like, no. You got to promise me, I'll let you swing if you promise me you don't go crazy up there. I think he hit the ball 104, so I think he probably swung pretty hard. He was pretty excited. I mean, those are, awkward circumstances in a blowout. You don't want to celebrate certain things, but I think he was running the first like Joe Carter when he hit the ball.
Where's he batting tomorrow?
Sleep on that one.
Drake said that he looked over, he had his batting helmet on. Medeiros did maybe about five or six batters before he was the starter.
Yeah, he was looking for batting gloves, probably a helmet. I mean, yeah, he had to borrow everything. So it'd be interesting to see when the last time a pitcher got a hit in the game. I mean, probably been a while. But,
sure, Bo knows.
Yeah, Bo.
In all honesty, he was here tonight. If you count Nicky Lopez had four hits one night and you pitched him in the game.
I remember that game, but yeah. an
probably
actual
three before that.
Yeah. It turned into a weird game, but a lot of good things happened before that stuff. So it's a great way to come out of the break and start the second half. And I do think. for all the struggles that we went through in June, we're going to be better for it. You know, we're going to be more battle tested. I just think that you develop some mental toughness through times like that. You know, I always talk about you're making deposits in the bank of mental toughness. You know, when you have to deal with stuff like that, and when you come out the other side, and you're still intact, there's some growth there. So, I do think. I always felt there were better days ahead when we were going through that because of the guys that were going to get back and that type of thing. But I do think it makes you more battle tested in the long run. Yes.
Yeah. Hello. I'm here from British Press.
Welcome.
Thank you. I know very little about baseball, but we know about the peaks and troughs in this football. If you could speak to Thomas Tuchel now, what would you say to him?
If I could speak to who? I'm sorry.
Our coach. English coach,
who
just lost the
semifinals. Oh, yeah. You probably know more about baseball than I know about soccer. I think that's what we're talking about, right? World Cup stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue, but congratulations. I know they got to the semis.
The team's down. What would you say? You know, regardless of sport, what would your advice be to a team that's down and a nation that's down?
Yeah, I think. That's the stuff you use for motivation. I can tell you, we lost the World Series in '88 when I was in Oakland. We were heavily favored. We got beat by the Dodgers in '88, and we came back in '89 and dominated and just ran the table in the postseason. We were on a mission, but I think if you talk to anybody on that team, they will tell you that '88 was the motivation for '89. We let ourselves down. We let everybody in, everybody down. You know, that was with us. So, and if you talk to Tony La Russa, he'll say the same thing. That was our manager back then, but that was definitely motivation. We were on a mission in '89. So that's what I would say to your coach. Use that as, I guess you could say, bulletin board material to motivate you for the next year. Getting that close and not getting it done is great motivation.
We've done it since '66, but yeah, thank you.
For the next year, yeah, absolutely.
For the next 4 years.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Any last ones for Walt? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.